The Killing Doll by Ruth Rendell, read by Rick Cherum. Chapter 1. The winter before he was 16, Pup sold his soul to the devil. It was the beginning of December and dark before 5. About 2 hours after that, Pup collected the things he wanted and went down onto the old railway line. Dolly had gone to the hospital. There was visiting between 7 and 8, and Harold was nowhere about. Possibly he'd gone to the hospital too. He sometimes did. Pup carried a cycle lamp. He went out of the gate in the fence at the end of the garden and climbed down the slope through the trees and bushes. Here the old railway line lay in a valley so that the gardens looked down onto it, though in other places the grass path where the lines and sleepers had once been ran along a raised embankment. It ran over bridges and under bridges, 4 or 5 miles of it, so overgrown in the summertime that from the air it must have looked like a strip of woodland. Now, in the winter, the birches and buddleias were bare, the grass thin and damp, clogged with rubbish, sodden paper and rusty tins. Between the clouds a misty moon glowed, a sponge floating in soapy water. To the left of him rose the brick arch over which Mistley Avenue passed. It was more than a bridge and less than a tunnel, a damp, dark hole through which a light or two could vaguely be seen glimmering. In the middle of it someone had once dumped a feather mattress from which the down was still leaking. There were always feathers everywhere inside the Mistley Tunnel, stuck to the bricks or ground in the mud, or floating like white insects in the dark air. Pup shone his torch, and its beam showed him the tunnel's greenish walls, running with wetness. He squatted down among the feathers and lit the candle he'd brought with him. He had also brought a small kitchen knife and a cup. His soul, he'd thought, must take some visible time.